Letters from Home by Elliot Wright. Thomas was played by James Andrew. Sergeant was played by Clive McCarthy. Corporal was played by Dominic Gilvary. Adam was played by Ross Canton. Mrs. Peterson was played by Dillis Twiggs. And Ethel was played by Madeline Krivenoska. Directed by Willem Rivers. Broadcast assistant, Elliot Wright. Co-produced by Anthony Bird and Adam South. With thanks to Richard Pullen, Chris Hainstock, and the Museum of Lincolnshire Life.
Danny! 14th of July, 1916. The conditions of the battlefield continue to worsen. I will to fight even more so. The area around the River Somme, what one can only imagine was a truly romantic scene in the French countryside, is beginning to decay around us with every shell that falls. For how long must we repeat the madness of digging trench after trench as we advance at no greater than a snail's pace? How long until every man who was dragged into this conflict lays deceased? For how long must we...
And what on earth do you think you're doing, Private?
Nothing, sir. Nothing at all.
That's not what it looks like, Private. That's not what it looks like at all. What it looks like to me is that you're jotting away in your little diary while I'm talking.
Sir, I'm taking notes, sir.
Well, you better take note of this, Private. The lot of you better take note. We're here to defend our country. We're here to push these krauts back where they came from. No one leaves until the job is finished. There is no surrender out of here. There's only death and glory. God is on our side, gentlemen. And we'll win this war if it takes us 1,000 years of fighting. To be honest, I wouldn't have expected the majority of you to see any sort of major conflict. But there are men here who dropped everything as soon as England was threatened and enlisted. You lot waited. You didn't have a choice. So as far as I'm concerned, you owe the country the very best. Corporal!
Yes, sir?
Give these men their orders. I expect them to be fighting by the afternoon at the very latest.
Yes, sir. Now then, the trench where you stand is not a trench. It's your new home. It is everyone's responsibility to keep this trench as sanitary as possible. I'm sorry, Private. Is something funny here?
Well, to be honest...
That's corporal to you, Private.
Well, corporal, sanitary is a very poor choice of words. For starters, is that a dead rat I see floating in that puddle over there?
Do you fancy joining it, Private?
Oh, no, Corporal. I was just merely pointing out
that... Then shut up! This isn't a hotel, but this is the closest to comfort you're going to get. For that, Cheek, you'll be on guard duty.
Guard duty, sir?
That's right. Guard duty. You'll be taking care of the shells and ammunition on the other side of the trench.
You mean cesspool?
I'll not be made a fool of by the likes of you. I've worked hard to get here, and I'll not be so insulted. Get up. Get up and clear off. You have your orders, now move.
Yes, Corporal. Such arrogant, bigoted men. Leaving an educated man like myself with petty guard duty. What a shoddy, scrap heap of equipment I'm to care for. Look at this mess. All these rats going around. Oh, good God. Please tell me that's not... There's a corpse in here! Oh, I've never seen such a vile thing. How did he get in here?
Oh! Hello there, sir. Finally, someone comes to visit. It's been a while since anyone's dared venture this part of the trench, let me tell you.
You're alive? I thought you were...
Dead? Oh, no, of course not. No, I was just having a short kip. Oh, sorry. Where are my manners? Private Peterson, if we're getting proper, but everyone just calls me Adam.
Charmed. My name's Thomas. The corporal sent me over here for guard duty.
Really? Oh, so was I. What a coincidence. Then again, I've certainly been here a while longer. Where are you from, Thomas?
Westminster, originally. Although I've been away studying at Oxford.
Oh, yeah. I thought you sounded posh. Then again, I doubt that I'll stick around here.
Indeed. This is quite the change from what I'm used to. Anyway, what are we to do on guard duty, as it were?
Quite simple, really. Guard the equipment. I mean, obviously we're to do our bit in trench defence, you know. Shooting the odd jerry that gets a bit too close. Fortunately for us, we're the ones advancing, so there's nothing to worry about.
That's it?
Pretty much. But getting shot's not the only thing to watch for.
Wonderful. Like what exactly?
A few things, really. Let's see. Rats, lice, that sort of thing. Oh yeah, that's it. Make sure you don't use the toilets in the morning.
Why?
They like to drop bombs in there in the morning.
Goodness, how vile.
Quite. Artillery can be such a nuisance.
Oh, you mean the Germans bomb the toilets?
Yeah. What do you think of men?
No matter.
Either way, I'm sure we'll be fine. We'll take it in shifts, sleeping and taking up watch. One perk of this job that we actually have a roof over our heads.
We do?
Yeah. I mean, you'll be sharing with all the equipment. But you should be able to make yourself comfortable.
I certainly hope so.
I'll give you a nudge when we're swapping shifts. See you in 8 hours. Well, 7 actually, so we get back on schedule.
All right then. See you in 7 hours. Oh, for heaven's sake. How on earth am I supposed to sleep with all this noise? I might have waited until I drop dead before I get a decent night's rest. Oh, thank God. Right. Sod it. Sod it all. Adam. Adam.
Still not another 4 hours yet. What's wrong?
That's great. Another 4 hours of rolling around in God knows what. All those infernal explosions and gunshots. Is it even possible to sleep?
Of course it is. Look, first few weeks at hardest, I suppose, yeah.
How do you do it? You were completely unconscious when I arrived.
Have you ever tried cotton in your ears?
If by cotton you mean all the bandages that the rats are nestling in. No, can't say I have.
Perhaps a little rum before bed?
I suppose that might help. Have you any?
Yeah, sure. Here you go. Take a swig of that.
Oh.
Bit strong.
A little.
Yeah, it's one of those more acquired tastes, I suppose. Few bottles of that and you'll be drinking it like tap water, let me tell you.
You never tell me how you manage, you know, with the noise.
You're never really fully managing, honestly, Tom. You cope with it. Lads like us have to cope with a lot of things, you know, not just sleep. The cold, hearing the sounds of people getting torn up by machine guns or getting themselves tangled in barbed wire. Hey, if you think that's loud, wait until more tanks get over here.
Tanks?
Yeah. Some man engineer just thought it'd be a good idea to stick a cannon in a metal box and put wheels on it. Who'd have thought?
But how on earth would they move? It's a sea of mud.
Not a clue. Silly idea if you ask me. It'll never catch on. Pass us that box of ammo over there, Tom, will you please?
What are those?
You're asking how I cope. This is how I cope. The letters from home. My mum writes to me.
That's nice. What's the delivery service like?
Not bad if you receive and post. Sending can be a bit of an asshole, though.
Hey, you read that one a bit quick.
Do you think I can read them? Don't be daft. I was at work at 5.
5? Doing what?
Pit work. Been doing it since the war broke out.
So, you just stare at them? All that writing means nothing to you.
I know, it means the world, Tom. I still know the family's thinking of me, even though I don't know what they're saying.
Do you want me to read one?
No, that's all right, don't trouble yourself.
It's really no trouble at all. Pass it here. Dear Adam, hope you received my last letter about our Rose going into hospital. You'd be pleased to know there is someone who wants to meet you when you come home.
kidding me?
Shh, there's more. She's decided to name him John, after your grandfather. Hope you're thrilled at the news as we are, and that you come home soon. All the best from the family, and good luck, Ethel.
God. I don't believe she's had a kid.
Is that your wife?
No, that's my sister. No, she's been trying for a while, but no luck. Well, I mean, she wasn't pregnant when I left. God, I guess it has been a while, Jesus.
Would you like me to read you another?
What? No, that can't wait. No, I need to respond to that. Do you think the sergeant will let me use the radio?
I highly doubt your mother has a radio in the house. I can write a letter back for you.
That'd be wonderful, yeah. Thanks, mate, yeah. You can have my next rum ration. And the one after that.
It's really not necessary. I'll see if there's any paper in the back. Dusty, but I found some. At least the corporal didn't take my pen away. Otherwise, we'd have been dipping bullets in ink. Let's see. Dear Mother.
You mean Mom.
All right. Dear Mam. Wonderful to hear about Rose and her baby. Hope everyone is well. The same, sadly, cannot be said for us. We are currently at the River Somme. Wading through terribly damp conditions. It'll be a wonder how this letter will reach you through all this mud which surrounds us. Movement appears to be rather slow, and the men are surely paying for it. The cold is getting... Actually, I best not waffle. I hope to be able to write again soon. Yours sincerely, Adam. Right, how do we post this?
I'll go drop it off at the corporal's office. You can hold the fort for a while I'm gone, can't you?
Sure. Don't be long, though. Right, well, I suppose my watch begins. Where on earth is he? He's been gone 2 hours now. Then again, he's not missed much, surprisingly. What was that? I swear I've heard it before, I just... Must be the battlefield taking its toll on my sanity. It's coming from that hole. Oh, those damn binoculars. Oh my. He's tangled in the barbed wire. Oh, the poor man. I wonder how long he's been down there. Or how he got there, actually. The uniform is definitely German. It's the right thing to do, Thomas. He will only suffer longer. Just breathe and be done with it. Oh, hold on. He's not. Surely. I don't blame him. You took your time. How did it go? Did he send it away?
Not exactly.
What do you mean?
Corporal wasn't best pleased with what you'd written. Said it was damaging to the morale back home.
Damaging to the morale? Do you mean he read it?
He reads them all. He has to. It's the law, apparently.
So, they invade our privacy to ensure we lie about what it's like out here. They're treating us like prisoners.
We're not prisoners.
Oh, is that right? We can't leave. We're fed the smallest scraps of food. We're all stuck in one-size-fits-all uniforms. How is this not like prison?
Well, I guess when you put it like that.
Look, I'm sorry your letter won't be reaching your mother anytime soon. Perhaps I could write a less wordy one.
The corporal says you can't write for me anymore, period. He knows I can't read or write, so he knows it's going to be you.
So I can't send letters anymore? To anyone?
No, you can, just not for a while. At least until he calms. That's the impression I got, anyway. I'm sorry, it's my fault.
No, Adam, it's not. And I'm sorry he won't send your letter.
That's all right.
I suppose I won't be writing on your behalf for a while. Unless, perhaps, I won't have to write for you again.
What do you mean?
Pull those crates over here. Here. Now, I'm going to write some letters down. See if you can trace them.
Are you sure about this? These things take a while, don't they?
Indeed. However, considering how long we spend sitting around watching the equipment, I'm pretty sure we have a while. Now, this is how you write. Adam, try and copy it lower down the page.
I'll give it a try.
Here, hold the pencil between your thumb and index. Now, carefully copy the lines.
How's this?
It's just getting there. Try again.
I don't think you can do this, Thomas.
Nonsense. Try one more time. Although, this time, put the pencil on your left hand.
My left? Everyone I see Ryan does it like this.
Just trust me. Give it a go.
Alright, cool. Oh, it looks better.
A lot better.
Oh, yeah, it felt more, natural, too. Yeah, that's it.
Maybe it's a good thing you didn't learn in a classroom. My teacher would crack the cane upon anyone who dared to lift a pencil with their left. Their hands would be so sore they could only pick up a pencil with their right.
Sounds like a strange place.
In retrospect, I suppose it was.
Retrospect?
Looking back on it.
Oh, right.
Let's try something slightly longer. Now, this is how you start writing a letter. You start by addressing the recipient here, and then you start writing your letter underneath. Try copying this out.
Okay. You know, I never considered teaching myself to write. I never thought I needed to. Then with this war, I left my old life at home. You don't think about what you're leaving behind until you've gone.
Do you regret it?
Not really. I wish I was there when John was born. It's easier to look at what's coming rather than what you've missed.
I suppose you're right.
How's this look?
Excellent. Really good, actually, considering how long you've held a pencil. Something tells me this is going to take a lot less time than we anticipated. Ah, finally. There's some peace. I suppose we best take full advantage. Right, Adam? Adam?
They're coming.
What? Who's coming?
Grab your rifle and keep down.
Is it an attack?
Yeah, first in a while.
That?
Great! Gas!
What do we do?
Put this on. Tuck it in your car as tight as you can.
I can barely see.
Watch it! Grenade by your foot!
What?
Grenade!
Oh, hello, Ethel. How are you this morning?
Better for seeing you, Mrs. Peterson. How's your grandson?
Oh, very well. The boy's just like his mother. He's ever so sweet.
Spotted an interesting letter in your little pile. Seems very officially stamped in that.
Thank you. My, it is rather heavily stamped.
I've delivered a few like that. I hope I'm not the bringer of bad news for you.
Yeah, yes, let's hope not. Thank you, Ethel.
Take care now, Mrs. Peterson.
Rose, come quick. Your brother's written back. He's alive and well. Come quick.